And if they don't let it dishearten you. I've just had a message through, I've been doing this for years, and nobody can take it. There's got to come a point where, as the medium, you're in control of it and say, that's it. And you don't want it to go to people in bitty little bits. Do you see what I mean? So part of being a medium is you're human and you have to learn what the human part is. The human part often gets it wrong. And I know I still do all over the place. So you're constantly trying to perfect it and get it better each time you do it. So I wouldn't take it to heart. You've done what you've been asked, and that's give a message. If they say no, they say no. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if they come back to you and say, actually, you were right. That if the medium gets, I have your father here, and he's talking about somebody called George. They say, yeah, my father's died, but he doesn't know a George. And they've not even given their mind a chance to, but he doesn't know any, no. And you go, okay. Here's something, and you try and get something. Yeah, well, I know that, but I'm not taking that George. And it's like, what do you want me to do? Take George home with me? I don't want George either. So, and I have a law as a medium that I do when I'm doing private sittings, private one-to-ones, is that I'll say to them before I start, look, whatever comes through, I'm going to give it to you. You need to go and work with that, because I know I'm getting it. You go. And you'd be amazed at how many actually write to me, phone me, and say, I'm absolutely gobsmacked. When you said that, I absolutely blocked it and said no. I could not believe, went home and found the photograph with the name on the back and all the things. And that's where I now think, just give it. Because they've got to walk out the door, and then the forefront of their mind where they're looking for the son, David, who's such and such, who was 16 and died on the 16th of May, and da-da-da-da-da. If it's not coming through exactly like that, then, you know, there's the famous old one from Michael Bentin, who wrote some fabulous books on mediumship, where he talks about the man who goes to the medium, and the female medium says to him, I have your grandfather here, whose name is George Whittaker Fitzstevens Fitzpatrick Fitzphilip IV. He died on March 27th at 2 p.m. after he had crossed the road from coming from the bank where he had just retired that morning at 11:35. He has with him an African grey parrot that was 87 years old when it died. It answers to the name of Polly and it whistled Beethoven's Fifth. And the man says, in what key? So, and what we're trying to say there is that people will ask for such things even after you've done that, believe me. I remember I did it myself, gave a woman a message from her son, and I get every single thing about it, like where he died, when he died, da-da-da-da. It was one of the most accurate sentences. And at the end she says, you never gave me his middle name. And I said, well, I'm sorry, then it couldn't have been your son. And just left it, because I thought, if you're going to be so sort of obstinate, if you're going to block everything like that it's not got all the little marks, that's you. All I know is what I've got and what your son was able to get through, or what I was able to interpret. Because I always take it back to me. Did I make a mess of it? I never asked for his middle name. I didn't know he had one. I don't have a middle name, so I don't assume other people have them, although they all do. But there's certain things that you just don't get through. So it's up to the person. You don't tell people to stitch it all together and make it fit. Like, people were saying, oh, I must try and take that message, I'm sure. But it doesn't bother me. It really doesn't, because I've thought, well, maybe you've gone on too much now, Gordon, and the energy's gone and the kid can't get through the way. I could have made a mess of that. But if I take that any further than I've just gone, I will make a bigger mess of it, because I'm now not communicating with spirit. So there comes a point where the medium has to cut it and say, that's it. And you take responsibility for it yourself. But some people are so desperate to get it 100% that they won't take 99.9. Can I say to you, thank you very much, and hope that today has in some way been inspiring or hopeful, that it plants a seed in your mind that might in some way open up at the times when you feel it's most difficult to walk down this journey of spirituality. Once again, can I say thank you very much for joining me, and God bless. Thank you.